The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
And we're back. Glad you are with us here on a Monday, late Monday afternoon. And let's continue with more of your phone calls here as we've had a busy show, a lot of great guests. And how about the almost late Cat Daddy? Cat Daddy, did you hear you had passed away on this show the other day?
No. Who's that guy died? I'm still here.
No, here's what happened, Cat Daddy. Some guy named, was this in Columbia, Danny? Yeah, there's a guy in the Columbia area named Cat Daddy. His nickname was Cat Daddy. And there was an obituary on some funeral home website. And we started getting calls on Friday afternoon that Cat Daddy had died. And somebody forwarded us the obituary. And I said to our guys, and we all went back and forth, what should we do? And ultimately, we decided we better wait till we hear from the family. And then you called in.
Lord have mercy, you caught me by surprise because I had no idea. I just been called Cat Daddy ever since I was a teenager. And so, you know, that's my only excuse.
But Cat Daddy, I must tell you, for at least 30 minutes, we thought you had passed away. And we decided, because it was late on the show Friday, that we would wait till today, make sure I say this in all sincerity, make sure we gave you a proper send-off.
Well, Mr. Feinbaum, I'll tell you what, I appreciate that. I mean, I'm just, I'm mortified here right now, but no, sir, I'm still alive. I'm on this side of the ground and proud of it. But I guess there's more Cat Daddies in the world than me. Maybe there's more. But I'm still here, the one that calls you. I'm still here. As a matter of fact, that's why I call you tonight, because I heard when I got home, Belvita was telling me you had a fellow on the show who was talking about how some people were recognizing his voice. Well, they ain't a liquor store don't go by. Somebody don't come in there and ask me, or at least says, tell Mr. Feinbaum we love him. And so you is one popular dude.
That is funny.
Well, I'm glad I'm still here, Mr. Feinbaum. I hope y'all too. I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
about
I tell you
this.
What, I'm gonna look it up in a second. So, but by the way, that was Jim who mentioned that he had been to his doctor and that happened.
Yeah, that was Jim. Yeah, but she didn't know where he was from, and I know you got a couple of Jims up there.
I am trying to find the obituary for you right now, but anyway, it doesn't matter. It could have just simply disappeared since you're still alive. But I can assure you of one thing, Cat Daddy, you are going to get a proper send off today on the show.
I appreciate it. You ought to be a Netflix series. God bless y'all. Y'all have a great day. I'm still here. Thank the Lord.
Well, we are all thankful, and we are not making this up. We surely, and it was right outside of Columbia too. And we were going through the obit, and it said that the guy worked at a service station or a garage. And I kept thinking, the Cat Daddy that we talk to every day works at Junior's. Yeah, it was in Chapin, South Carolina. So anyway, and by the way, we didn't just find this. And people started calling us up and saying they had seen on Facebook. So what did Mark Twain say? That the reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated? In this case, that is correct. Pops is up next in Joplin, Missouri. Hello, Pops.
Hello, Paul. How are you today?
We are doing great. Thank you.
You bet. I'm sitting here in stroke rehab recovery for the last 2.5 years. So, but I get to watch your show every day. So
thank you so much.
It's a highlight of my day. So, yeah. And then my wife just brought me some treats, some ham salad and crackers and some Dr. Pepper, zero sugar Dr. Pepper. So it's good. The other thing is Missouri. I'm a Missouri fan. I live right here in the corner of Joplin, Missouri. Oklahoma and Arkansas come into play all the time, too. So now it's going to be fun when they get Oklahoma and Texas in there. The other thing is, what do you think of junior college transfers and things coming into the basketball season?
You know, Pops, I think it's been really a positive step forward for Mizzou. I'm impressed by a lot of what I've seen. I don't think it's I don't think the Tigers probably have enough to get over the finish line this season. But I think they are situated and set up very well.
Very well. Yeah, I agree. 100%. Mizzou doesn't finish in sports a lot of times at 100%. But the other night I was watching Auburn and Mizzou women gymnastics in Missouri, wasn't that? So that was good to watch on TV too.
Yeah, no, there's been a lot of really positive stories this year, Pops, and there had been none the previous year. You be well. You take care of yourself. And Bill is in Virginia. Hey, Bill, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, how you doing again tonight?
Things are great. Thank you.
Well, look, I want to talk to these Georgia fans again, okay? Now, I didn't mean to start anything or get anybody irritated, but they act like they have the best college football program ever. How many years did they go after they won the national championship in, what, 80 or 81? How many years did it take them to get another one?
40, 41.
Okay. So, and I don't think Alabama went on that long of a drought. And, you know, they want to write the GOAT off. I mean, look, has his teams been as bottom feeders like they want us to believe? No, they're not. And I just have one more thing to tell or say, and then I'll let it go. Did they watch the Ohio State game this year and that field goal? Had that field goal gone through, who knows where Georgia may have been on the championship night?
Yeah, but Bill, guess what?
What's that?
It didn't go through. I mean, so what? We were at the game. Everybody watched the game. It was one of the most watched games of the year. It may have been the most watched game, but it didn't happen. So that's not really an argument to say what if. We hear that all the time. Hey, thank you for the call. Let's continue. Carol is in South Carolina. Hello, Carol.
Hey, how are you doing, Paul?
We are doing well.
I'm getting complaining about the basketball players can't hit three throws. I mean, I like to have a heart attack during the LSU game with Don Staley's girls missing all those free throws. Then next week, I see them almost lose to Mississippi not hitting free throws. With what we're paying these coaches, and I mean, it's not just her team. It's everybody that can't hit three throws. I mean, I grew up watching John Roach hit three throw after three throw after three throw after three throw. It was a freebie. Now, what's the matter with the basketball players
Carol,
today?
Well, Carol, listen, I'll talk about the free throws because I have interviewed a number of coaches about that. If you go back to John Roach, he played, what, in 1971 or 2?
Right.
Players then practice free throws from the time that their parents either put up a goal or they found a gym or a basketball court on their street or at school. Players do not do that.
That's what I did.
Well, yeah, but that's not what they do anymore. And as a result, the free throw percentages have gone down. But thanks for the call, by the way. I must admit I'm in somewhat of a state of shock listening to a South Carolina basketball fan complain about two near wins for a basketball program, which is only the best in college sports, and has not lost a game all year. But again, what do I know? I hope Don Staley didn't walk by a TV and hear that. let's check out Dean in Alabama. Hello, Dean.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Fine, Dean. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Great to hear
just
from
want
you.
To call it. I just wanted to talk to you. Big fan of you. Big fan of what you do. Been listening to you since you've been in Birmingham.
Thank you.
But the other day I was listening, and I just want to chime in on something with all this talk about, you know, Kirby Smart. That one guy called talking about him coming to Alabama, and I agree with you 100%. That will never happen. I don't see why he would want to, Georgia being in the program Georgia is. But, you know, in your opinion, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, you know, some of the top top programs, correct? And probably ain't going to change for a long time.
No, I mean, Ohio State's been in the top three programs in college football for as long as we can remember.
Yes, sir, exactly, yeah. You know, it's just something that I've been thinking about, and don't crucify me for it, but do you think Nick's retire next 10 years, whatever, and, you know, Ole Miss ain't doing, or Lane, what do you think about Lane Kiffin ever being the head coach of Alabama?
I would say right now, I don't think it would happen. To me, a lot of people thought that's why he stayed there instead of going to Auburn. I don't think that was it. I just don't think he could pull the trigger. Things change. I think before he gets hired at Alabama, he needs to win something at Ole Miss.
Yeah. No, I know, yeah. But, I mean, you know, he is probably one of the, you know, I don't know, you know, top-ranked coaches, you know, I guess, you know, offensive mind, you know, whatever. You know, the whole – I'm traditional. I like the old pound it and ground it, you know, just run it down your throat and get it over with, you know, kind of. But, you know, I know the game's changed a lot, so – but, you know, as far as the way this new game is, I feel like he's probably one of the best. But either way, Roll Tide, longtime listener, appreciate you. Thank y'all.
Thank you very, very much. Mr. Vol is up next in Knoxville.
Paul, it's Mr. Vol. I just wanted to let you know my mom, who you met when we were on the hill together, is 91 now. She listens to your program every day, watches it on TV and listen to it on XM radio. And she got COVID and she's in ICU in Knoxville now. And I hope all of your listeners will keep her in prayer with all of her health issues that she's got, that she's dealing with, age, of course, but a lot of other things. And she's doing well and holding her own. And
hey, Mark, Mr. Vol, what's her first name so we can just think of her a little bit more easily?
Francis is her
Francis.
Name, F-R-A-N-C-S. And she never misses the UT game on football, basketball, baseball, and so forth, and on the SEC Network, and certainly listens to your show all the time, as you know I do. And I will really appreciate everybody in the whole Feinbaum family keeping her in mind and prayer. We're having a Bible study tonight and doing that here in Knoxville. And certainly, I know when we both believe in the power of prayer, and we will really appreciate, I will personally and our entire family and everyone praying for her.
Well listen, I've known you a long time, to say the least, and I do hope everyone will think of Francis as we head to the breaker. Thank you. Thank you for calling, and only the best to Francis in Knoxville as we head to the break. We still have a little bit of time left on a Monday afternoon, early evening. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back. And Racine is up next. How are you? Good afternoon. Didn't hear anything there. Let's try Jerry in Mobile. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Hey, Paul. I want to talk to you about journalism. I sent you an email and had called a couple of weeks ago, seeing if you'd ever received it, about the title had something to do with serving your country. Did you ever receive that?
I'm embarrassed to admit that I have not, and I have no earthly idea why. I think I said the same thing to you a couple weeks ago, but let's forget the email and talk about it here. How about that?
Well, I wish you had read it. I think you've talked in the past about sports journalism and what it has devolved into, cheerleading for one side or another. I think you saw it really with AL.com about the time Saban got there. And you would have a hard time convincing me that he didn't convince AL.com. You're going to be careful about what you write about us. You're not going to promote Auburn, et cetera. But my email really had to do with what's going on nationally. You know, you got CNN, Fox News that don't really report news. They try to twist news. And to me, it's like having two different bandit organizations. And I just was curious about the journalist.
Jerry, it's funny that you brought that up. I was in Dallas on Thursday speaking to a group about that very, very subject. And I said, if you think journalism is bad today, just wait till tomorrow. And I wasn't kidding. It's getting worse by the hour. And I don't see any reversal of it. I don't. And I hate to be pessimistic, but it's just the reality of big business today. And, you know, there are still a few pockets of entities out there that do great work, even on a local level, depending on the circumstance. But it's particularly difficult in sports. And politics has become just agenda-based. And I don't care what side you're on. People watch they watch the side they want to hear. And I love the certain networks try to act like, you know, we're mainstream. No, nobody is. You know that. You've already said it. Every time I go into a journalism class or program and say this, I get frowned upon by the professors and the dean, but it's just the reality. It's and I'm not trying to act like what I did at the beginning of my career was earth-shattering or changing the world. I did believe very strongly in it. I still do. It's just more difficult to practice.
Do you think it's a danger to the fabric of the country that that's what's going on?
I do, yes. Let me stay with sports for just a second, because I'm not really qualified on the political front, because, you know, but in sports there are no checks and balances any longer, and part of the problem is the public doesn't demand it. You run a bigger risk of getting blowback if you criticize Nick Saban then you would get praise if you looked under rocks to find out something that maybe had gone astray. And I'm not suggesting that's the case. I'm just simply saying that it's very difficult to go up against the mob of sports fans. Politics is pretty easily defined. And it really depends. You know, one side doesn't believe the other side, and it just depends on who happens to be in the White House or in Congress at that moment. But sports is a lot different.
Well, on the political end, it's one thing if you're trying to take a policy and make it sound good to people.
Right.
But when you're turning people against each other to the manner that what's going on, I mean, you know, Germany in 1929 was one of the most advanced countries on the planet.
Of course.
4 years later, when these people are having their heads pounded with the same messaging over and over again, they turned into barbarians. What, you know, people think, and I'm not saying that specific thing would happen here, but people think it can't happen to them.
Well, no, no, Jerry, I mean, it can. I mean, I don't want to go back to Vietnam, but it's pretty well documented. You know, New York Times and the Washington Post received, it took the Supreme Court to allow them to publish the Pentagon Papers. What were the papers about? It was a report that essentially said what generals knew, that the war in Vietnam was a lost cause. But how many people died after that? I mean, and you can go to Afghanistan. You can go to any place you want in history, and support that. That's important stuff. Now, whether it's important in sports, it depends on what you're covering up. If you're covering up some monster like this guy Nasser at Michigan State, then it's a travesty. If you're looking the other way because of a recruiting violation, it's a lot less serious.
Agreed. How do I get this email to you? I keep sending it.
I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to give you a different email that I know will get to me. How about that?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's. Can you guys give him the email that will get to me, not the one that keeps getting lost in space? Larry is calling next. Hello, Larry. Go right ahead.
Hey, man. That's right. Larry from Shelby, the mayor of Shelby, baby.
The mayor of Shelby, Alabama.
I'm trying to get through it. Get through it. Check it out. Jim, man, I'm praying for you, brother, but you know what, Paul? Y'all should feel bad about the way y'all have picked on him. I mean, seriously. Squirrel and all of them. All of y'all feel terrible. I'm serious, Paul. You especially. You have done nothing but drive that poor man in the ground. He's probably going to hang himself or something. Hope we don't.
Well, I don't think first of all, I think everybody tonight has been magnanimous in supporting Jim. And that's what matters, not what was said a month ago or
yeah,
6 years
I know.
Ago.
I know. We all love him, man, but, you know, we need to lighten up. And I'm going to tell you somebody else, too, Matt. You need to lay off him a little. I mean, that boy tries, Paul, but you really are hard on that guy. I'm serious. You ought to be a little easier on him, man. Don't you think?
Well, Larry, I feel pretty comfortable with what we do here on the show, but if you're looking for a job as the Feinbaum Show Ombudsman, we'll be more than happy to interview you.
Oh, yeah, man. Let's get it on. I could do that. I can do that.
Now, you understand what that means, don't you, Larry? It means you have to go to work every day, and you have to critique the show. You have to go over the tapes, and you have to listen to all the callers, like I-Man.
Hold on.
Legend.
Number one, I'm too lazy to work, and I'm too nervous to steal.
Okay, so well, you will not get the job then.
I didn't think I would anyway.
I didn't think you were a good candidate because, first of all, I'm not sure you could spell ombudsman, let alone be the ombudsman.
Hey, what is that you calling me? An ombudsman? What the hell is that?
It's called an ombudsman.
Ombudsman? Who is he? Who? What are you calling? What?
Larry. Let's try again. Bud. You understand the word bud.
Yeah, a lot. Okay. Bud.
Buds.
Bud.
Men.
Budman.
Men, excuse me. Ombudsman.
What the hell is that?
Ombudsman is someone who... he would be responsible for looking into the program or an entity to try to ferret out the truth.
I got off half them.
Someone who would be independent, but have oversight. Like newspapers used to hire, they don't do this anymore because they couldn't stand it. But back in the day, you'd have an ombudsman at the newspaper, which if somebody complained and said, hey, this is biased, they would look into it and give a report to the publisher.
Yeah, that's me. I run that off. I run high by my off down there.
And the key is that the ombudsman would not be permitted during the course of his or her job to drink a lot of bud.
Woo! Maybe, baby, I'm on the way. Ombudsman. I'm on the way.
So, Larry, how many buds have you had today, by the way?
I haven't had many, you know, four.
Four?
And my throat's sore.
Oh.
I'm hurting.
What's wrong?
I don't know. Got something. You can't tell I'm dying.
Larry, I mean, to me, you sound bad every day. So why would this day be any different?
One of them bad eyes. When I fire your eyes, I'll take over your job. I would. I'd have you run off in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know you would, Larry. That's why you did not get the job. We head to the break. Much more to come right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back. Don't forget to watch Southern Hoops tonight, 9 p.m., as we continue the journey. We're back. Final 30 minutes on this President's Day. And Handsome Joe is next.
Roll Tide, roll, Paul Feinbaum. And you know what? For one thing, happy President's Day. I want to say happy President's Day to you because you are the president of Sports Talk.
Well, thank you.
I mean, and informative. And I want to say happy President's Day to President Legend. But this thing I've been here, and I'm coming in shooting from the hip, Paul, because I just tuned in when you was talking to Larry. I just got home. But anyway, this ombudsman, I mean, the way I see it, Paul, there's two kinds of buds. Our man knows one, and Larry knows the other. But now on this President's Day, I would like to throw my hat in the ring for the Black Cat Mafia for Secretary of State. That's kind of like an ombudsman, I guess. But of course, that's the President Legend's choice. He don't even have a vice president. But I want to throw my ring in for the Secretary of State. That way I can go out and talk to these people, you know, that don't necessarily fans of Alabama. And then it's up to the president whether he wants to impose some sanctions or just go full-blown, you know, nuclear on some of these fools' asses. I mean, that's just, you know, hey, that's just a thought, Paul. But you know what, man, brother, I miss you. I ain't talked to you since last Tuesday. And I've lost an uncle since then. And Jesse Milton out in Arkansas. So just please remember the Milton family out there, Paul, and because it's a... You know, he's actually married to my mom's sister. But Martha, she's not doing too well herself. And I think my mom and sister's gonna try to go out there this week. But, you know, just keep that in your prayers. But, you know, I don't have a lot to add right now. I would like to ask you this here while I got you on the phone, Paul, about these NCAA, Paul. When they do these brackets, I mean, is these chose by rankings or just I mean, how do they come up with 64 teams?
There's a men's basketball committee of about 13 people, just like in football, and they meet. And they seed the tournament based on their view of a team's worth.
can you imagine, Paul, if we had 64 teams in football? I mean, Auburn would even be in the playoffs. I mean, how crazy would that be? Because they stink, Paul. But anyway, I'm glad you had
this. Well, don't forget, the difference in basketball, though, is in basketball, I think of the 64, 68 actually get in the tournament. And they have the two play-in games in Dayton, or the four play-in games. But remember, there's also, I think, 32 automatic bids, meaning if you win the SEC tournament, you get an automatic bid. And that doesn't mean it helps your seeding, but the rest of them are at-large bids.
Well, I like the way they do it, Paul, because that gives a lot of teams a chance. And sometimes that's all a team needs is a chance. You just got to be hot at the right time of the year. And I love the way the basketball does it, Paul. And I thank you for explaining that to me. But anyway, brother, you have a good one. And I'll get off here and let you talk to somebody else. Road Tide Road, my brother.
Well, thank you very much. Racine is up next. Hello, Racine.
Hello.
Rayshon, I'm sorry.
Oh, hello. First time caller. Love the show.
Thanks, Rayshon.
I wanted to ask you about the upcoming quarterback battle at Ohio State, about who you might favor, Devin Brown or Kyle McCord.
I'm going to wait till spring on that one, Rayshon. I don't know.
And I believe you wrote an article about my high school team. I wanted to tell you this real quick. You previewed our high school team as going back to the state championship that year, and we actually did. And
where did you go to high school?
Southern Choctaw High School in Silas, Alabama.
Oh yeah, that was a long time ago, but I vaguely remember. Hey, thanks so much, Rayshon. You be well. Miss Pat is up next. Hey, Miss Pat.
Hey, Tom, I just, let me get this straight. Okay, Iman and Jim are getting along. Larry is going to be your ombudsman. And I would vote for Joe for Secretary of State, but my goodness, this is quite a lineup you got there. And so I'll follow that with, what do you think about Hugh Freeze and his recruiting so far? I think it's good.
Well, I think he's done well. I mean, he had to, and he did. He's gotten a lot of players in the portal, and he has recruited at a much higher level than Auburn has in some time. And I think I hate to use the word, it will take some time, because it seems like an excuse. But in his case, it's real. It will take a year or two to get this thing organized, but all it will take will be the right quarterback. And I think Hugh Freeze is capable of doing that. Thank you very, very much. Brandon is up next in Florida. Hey, Brandon, you're on the air.
Hi, Paul. I'm calling today as first-time caller to discuss the Florida Gators. I know there's a lot of pessimism, but I think there should be actually a lot of optimism about this year. I mean, sure, there's question marks about the quarterback situation, but I think Florida's returning probably the best running back duo in the country, and there could be a lot of dark horse candidates on the defense to really revamp them.
Hold on. Did I misunderstand you a second, Brendan? What did you say about the quarterback situation?
I mean, sure, there's question marks about the quarterback situation, but I think we could switch the offense and make it a lot more rushing-based.
Oh, okay.
I mean, ETN and Montrell.
Okay. You said running backs, didn't you? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, I misunderstood. I thought you said quarterback. Brenda, I think we talked about this with Matt earlier. It's a real tough situation, but Billy Napier has time. And not a lot of time, but he certainly has enough time to at least get this thing heading in the right direction. Whether he can pull it off or not, I think is open for debate. Squirrel is up next. How are you, Squirrel?
I'm doing wonderful. Do you have a favorite president, Paul?
Probably Lincoln.
I would go with Jefferson, maybe, as my favorite. Teddy Roosevelt, a close second. You know, he gave us a teddy bear, which
I forgot about that. Teddy was one of the great characters who ever served.
He was, and you need to read the story of the teddy bear, which occurred in a little area between Vicksburg and Greenville, Mississippi, along the Mississippi River.
I will check
really
that out.
Interesting story. You really should. And what's the reason I call in? What's the news on Jim? Is he ill? I missed the earlier call.
Jim called in early in the show, and he's had some issues, and he did not want to go into them in great detail, but he had been at a couple of doctor's offices and required some help, and and a lot of people have been thinking of him today.
Right. And same here, and nothing too serious. I hope, you know, we made our peace a year or so ago, and wish nothing but good health for the young man. Thanks for taking my call. Aloha.
Thank you very much. We head to the break. A few minutes remaining on this President's Day, and we are coming right back with much more.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And early in the show, a couple of Georgia fans called in, and I think, to put it mildly, a eviscerated Legend on some of his predictions. And I kept wondering, where was Legend? Was he going to call in and respond? Legend is next.
Woo! All the warm-up acts over with, ain't it, Paul? It's time for the main event.
Just in time.
Baby, baby, baby. Paul, heard you on Mac and Cole this morning, and I heard you talking about how Kirby Smart had handed the keys over to Coach Boo Boo. I mean, Bobo. And something in me just got excited, Paul. It got excited. And I had one of them out of body experiences. And Mike Bobo was in the Daytona 500 driving number 24 when all of a sudden the Legend and Nick Saban pulled up behind him, Ricky Bobby and Kyle Norton, and two black number threes. And guess what we did to Mike Bobo? We shaked and baked it, baby. Woo! I slingshot Nick right past Coach Boo Boo. I mean, Bobo. I'm into first place, and Nick just blew on by and won the Daytona 500. Ricky Bobby and Cal Norton, the Legend. And Nick Saban, I had that out of body experience this morning with Mike and Cole. When I heard you say you handed the keys, Herbie handed the keys to Mike Boo Boo. I mean, Bobo. Woo! That was, man, you made my week. I worked like a devil today. You energized me, man. You energized me. You know, Cancel War, you'd have any position you want. You and Randy are my hitmen. And there is an underboss. His name is Paul Feinbaum. He's the underboss. But let me tell these Georgia fans something. You telling us to shut up. You 1-8 against us in the last 9, dude. Oh, Johnny Come Lately championship team. You don't even know how to celebrate and be a champion. You a chump. That's what you are, a chump. I ain't never heard a champion whine and cry so much in all my damn life. You a Red Sox. You a Clemson Tiger. You a Johnny Come Lately. And you're going to fall to the earth and crash. You can convince yourself that them 9 5-stars that old man Nick, as you claim, signed don't mean nothing. But everybody that really knows football knows it means a whole damn lot. We're going to shake and bake Mike Boo Boo's ass, and we're going to slingshot Nick right by him, baby. That's what's going to happen. You are Johnny Come Lately. You are Clemson. You're not an Alabama. You ain't a new, you're a new Clemson. That's what you are. Don't you ever tell us to keep our mouths shut. I'll pimp slap every one of you Georgia puppy punks. Don't you ever tell Alabama to shut up. Our trophy case is a damn museum. Your trophy case is an 8x12 metal box on the side of a damn wall with two trophies in it. Our damn trophy case is a damn museum. Don't you ever tell us to shut up. We're the Yankees. We're the Lakers. We're the Celtics. The whole college football world, even when we lose, it circles around us, baby. Around us. Woo! Give Coach Boo Boo the keys, Paul. Give him the keys. Because I friggin' love it. He gonna run past and crash that damn car into the damn wall. And we're going to take back what's ours, and we're going to put you in your place, puppies. Don't ever come out of your mouth at me. Don't ever come out of your mouth at me. Because you know deep down, at the end of the day, I am your damn daddy. And I'll slap you like you ain't never been slapped before. Love you, pal.
Legend has left the building. Well, we can't do any more to the program than we've done. We thank all of you for being a part of the program. Have a great night.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.